Yes. Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. I am so honored to have you on, Dr. Porter. I read your bio. I read your Facebook page, your internet page. My goodness, you are a busy guy. You really are. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yes. Trying to stay busy.
Yes. What inspired you to become an orthopedic surgeon? Is Sturdy the first place that you are doing this type of expertise, or is this like a continuing doctor field for you, and Sturdy might be the second hospital?
So I've gone into orthopedics, or, you know, developed an interest in orthopedics at a pretty young age. I had a number of injuries growing up, you know, related to sports or, you know, just being young and a little bit reckless. So I developed a pretty close relationship with an orthopedic surgeon in my area. And, you know, throughout childhood and adolescence, he really helped me, get back to doing what I wanted to do. So from a pretty young age, I had decided that, you know, that was the field I wanted to enter. So in southern New Hampshire, I went to Boston University for undergrad. I went to Temple University in Philadelphia for medical school and residency. I then did an additional fellowship, a combined fellowship in adult reconstruction and trauma at Jersey City Medical Center. And then this is my first position out of fellowship here at Sturdy. And I've been here now for coming up on 3 years.
That's terrific. The young lady that just left in our theater group, Jeannie, knows of you. As a matter of fact, I believe she has a good friend who had a knee alteration or a kind of a rebuilding that you did. I didn't get her name, but she said you're wonderful. So just something from one of your patients. So
thank you. I really appreciate it. And I really, it's a small community, and I really value that here. It's not just within the hospital itself, but, you know, also within the community. I'm constantly kind of running into patients or people, you know, that know patients I've treated, and, you know, that's something that brings me a lot of joy.
And I'm sure that's why you chose Attleboro. It's a close-knit city. Everybody knows everybody, and very supportive in this community. And I'm sure you're loving your 3 years so far at Sturdy Hospital in Attleboro.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't be happier here. I chose Sturdy really for two reasons. One, you know, the feel within the hospital and within the health system as a whole, it's very close knit. It really does. I have a good relationship with almost, you know, everyone in our health system. I'm able to just, you know, if I have a question and I want to speak to a patient's cardiologist or pulmonologist, I can pick up the phone and give them a call. And that's something you don't necessarily get at bigger centers. And so it's really the family feel and family environment I really value here at Sturdy. And then, in addition to that, it's the Sturdy Health System has made such a commitment and has such a close relationship with the surrounding community. We're constantly trying to improve and bring innovation here so that patients can get, you know, the care they need, you know, right here in their own backyard. And they're not having to go to Boston or Providence or a bigger city to get, you know, the newest treatment, the newest innovation, the newest knowledge. We're able to provide that all here to our small community, and that's something that brings me a lot of happiness as well.
Dr. Andrew Porter is my guest here on the phone lines for this 30 minutes from Sturdy Associates from Attleboro Sturdy Hospital. Dr. Porter, what is the reason or reasons why a patient, whether it be male or female, would make a first appointment with you? What are the symptoms that would bring him or her to your office?
So I'm primarily in joint replacements and orthopedic trauma here in our orthopedic office. Though we treat, you know, all types of injuries and ailments with, you know, regards to sports medicine and orthopedics, including hand, wrist, elbow, back, shoulder, you name it, all the way from childhood up through adulthood. So we really do cover all of the subspecialties within sports medicine and orthopedics. With me specifically focusing on joint replacement, I generally see patients who come in, because their hip or knee has been bothering them for a period of time. Maybe started out as a dull ache, or maybe we're doing well and then, twisted something awkwardly and it flared up some knee pain that you thought had been left in the past, and it's starting to interfere with your quality of life, your ability to do the things you want to do. Maybe getting up and doing your morning walk is becoming more cumbersome, or things as easy as bending down to put your shoes and socks on are becoming more difficult. Those would all be good reasons to come and make an appointment. Just really to just take a look at what's going on, try to give you some answers to why you're feeling this discomfort, and then come up with a personalized plan on how to attack this.
I know that in my reading of you, you said that you are a very big proponent on shared decision-making, a family, a loved one being there with someone who's having a knee or a hip reconstruction or a replacement, and you highly are for that everyone should be in on the decision. They should get all the facts and data from you and talk it over before they make that kind of a decision. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Shared decision making is really the cornerstone of my practice. When I meet a patient for the first time, I want to take the time to, listen to them, figure out what's going on and what's bothering them the most, and then try to give them an explanation that they can understand why they're having these symptoms, and then laying out the options, which spans, certainly from non-operative treatment is what we generally start with, and then, to just at least make them aware of the surgical options should the non-operative treatment be quality of life, the function that they desire. But I, and really want to come to a decision together. I would never, push any treatment on a patient in particular surgery. It's something that we come to a decision to as a group.
Dr. Andrew Porter is my guest. He is a 3-year doctor at Sturdy Hospital. He specializes in sports medicine, orthopedic medicine, joint replacement, knee, hip. He deals with all kinds of injuries with sports related, and he is just excellent. And he is at Sturdy, and he can take new appointments. I guess I would ask you, how many times after you give them all the information, here's our x-rays, here's what I see, here's the history, do patients a lot of the time say, is there any other way other than replacing this knee or reconstructing this hip? How many times do they say, I'd like an alternative way to deal with this? And when they do say that, what are your recommendations?
Yeah, and it's a great question. So, surgery is never the first option. That's not something, I generally jump right to when I'm meeting a patient for the first time. Certainly they're, I've been putting this off for a while. I think it's just time to get this done. And then that's fine. But for the majority of patients, sometimes it can come as a bit of a shock to say, you have pretty significant arthritis and, here are your options, but ultimately the surgical treatment option would be a joint replacement. There are other modalities we can use, from injections, physical therapy, a number of other options, but there's really, once the cartilage is gone, once you have developed significant arthritis and you have a high degree of cartilage loss, there aren't any other surgical treatment options other than joint replacements. There's nothing, unfortunately, that can regrow cartilage that we have available to us right now.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Andrew Porter on the line. If you have a comment or a question, or you yourself might have pain in a joint, you might have a sports injury, you might want to know more about hip or knee reconstruction, give us a call. He's here. He's giving us his time, 508-222-1320. You can hop right on the line and talk to Dr. Porter. He can give you his recommendations. And at the end of our half hour, we will tell you a phone number and an email address, how to reach Dr. Andrew Porter. I guess I would ask you now, hip reconstruction. What's the fine line there? Instead of replacing a knee or any other method, what is the decision involved when you say, well, I can reconstruct this? How is that done?
So in general, hip or knee or shoulder, for that matter, replacement and reconstruction can pretty much be used synonymously. It's essentially the same term. I think reconstruction is probably a reaching term. You know, there are the majority of patients who come in that haven't, you know, had previous surgery or any type of joint replacement. You know, it's a standard, you know, we call it a primary replacement, your first replacement. But, you know, there are instances when patients have had previous replacements and they've, you know, either, you know, the components have loosened or they've broken something around it or they had been dealing with an infection or something previously. And in those instances, where the surgery is generally bigger, you know, we're using bigger, components, you know, have to compensate potentially for some bone loss or whatever it may be. So those are bigger procedures. But for the majority of patients, it's, you know, really a primary replacement. And a hip replacement in particular is actually one of the best surgeries that we do in all of medicine, not just in orthopedics, because the outcomes are fantastic. It really can give a patient their life back. Me in particular, I do the vast majority of my hips from an anterior approach, so doing it from the front of the hip, and traditionally is done from the back. The benefits of it doing it from the front are a slightly smaller incision. I don't have to take down any tendons, which allows me to allow patients to put, you know, all of their weight on it an hour or two after surgery. I have you working with my physical therapy team. We're going up and down stairs. You don't have any restrictions postoperatively that you may have from other approaches. And it's a slightly faster recovery in the first few weeks. And then, you know, the process of that is make a small incision down the front of the hip. We go and I cut out the arthritic bones. I put a stem down the inside of the femur, the thigh bone, with a ceramic head. And then I put a metal cup in the patient's pelvis with a plastic liner. I keep all of their own tendons and ligaments that provide the stability of the hip so that, you know, as I mentioned, an hour or two after surgery, patients are up walking around with physical therapy. And I'd say, you know, over 50% of my patients probably go home that same day.
That is absolutely astounding. That is amazing. And to think it only takes, what, an hour and a half to 2 hours to go through a surgery like that? What kind of, is it a mild anesthesia for the patient?
Yeah, so I generally, my patients get spinal anesthesia. So there's no, you know, tube down your throat. You're not getting general anesthesia. You're not on a ventilator. You're breathing on your own. But we do give you some medication, and you take a nice nap. You're not going to remember anything. But the benefit of that is you wake up a little less groggy, a little less nauseous. You can work with physical therapy potentially a little bit sooner. And it's really great for our patients that are going home. Mm-hmm. They are more awake, more aware, can participate a little bit better in physical therapy. And patients really seem to like this as opposed to general anesthesia.
Wow. Dr. Andrew Porter is my guest on the phone lines. He specializes, he's board certified in sports medicine, orthopedic medicine, and hip, joint, shoulder reconstruction, replacement. And all of that happens at Sturdy Memorial Hospital here in Attleboro, a 3-year veteran there. Dr. Porter, we have to take a very short break for our underwriter announcements and public service announcements. I'm just going to ask you to hold briefly. I will pot you down, and then I'll bring you right back up, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Porter from Sturdy Memorial Hospital, Sturdy Associates, after these words.
Attleboro Public Library will host giant family lawn games on the fields of Balfour Riverwalk Park. This event is for families with children age 5 and older. Library staff